and welcome to an update from Raincoast Books. I'm Robert Wiemat. Coming very soon, a book by a new author named Nathan Sellin. Originally from Toronto, he's lived in Montreal, New York, Princeton, taught for a while in Thailand, and currently lives in Vancouver. Oh, and Nathan is still in his 20s. Nathan Sellin is bringing a whole new voice to Canadian literature. His first book is a collection of stories called Indigenous Beasts. Raincoast calls it a daring collection of fiction. Work is masculine, energetic, and shocking. Well, I can tell you that's just the start of it. Nathan has a way of shaping characters that makes you think you may have just seen one of them on the street corner, or maybe sitting next to you on the bus. They're real, they're gritty, and even when they're frightening, they're totally human. Today, a glimpse of Nathan's work for you. Next week, we'll have a full interview. Right now, here he is reading from one of his stories called Here Be Monsters. It opens with the protagonist driving in his car, following another car, an Infiniti, driven by someone named Danny.
At the next light, Danny makes a left, but the two cars between us aren't turning, so I have to hustle a bit to catch up with him. Some punks jump into the street, teenagers on their way to sit outside at Tim Hortons for the night. They're all in black, of course, so I nearly hit one, and when I slam on the brakes and then slowly pull around him, the kid pounds on the trunk with his fist. On any other night, I'd pull over, just to send him running, but I don't want to lose track of Danny. We've never met, but Danny is very important to me. Finally, after several more turns, he slows down and parks in a row of sedans by the side of the road. The door of the Infiniti opens as I pull by, but I avoid looking at him and decide to go around the block once. I have time. He'll come back to his car when he's finished whatever he's doing inside, and I'll be waiting for him. When I was 11, I hit a walk-off home run to give the Surrey Storm a comeback victory in the Vancouver Little League Championships. The bat I used, a wooden Louisville Slugger, a present from my grandfather, is sitting, wrapped in blankets, between the two front seats of my car. Tonight I will use it to shatter every bone in Danny Marconi's body. I will beat him until his flesh turns to paste, until every bone in his body cracks like a double towards center field, until I am so covered in his blood that it mixes with my own. I will beat him until I no longer have the strength to raise the bat above my head, and then it will be over.
Author Nathan Sellin, reading from one of the stories in his new collection called Indigenous Beasts. By the way, Nathan is featured in the April edition of Toro magazine. It came out this week. It's the one with Gretchen Mol on the cover. You can find out more about him and his book at www.raincoast.com. The book is in stores now, so look for it. And next week, I will be bringing you the full interview with Nathan and more readings like that one from Indigenous Beasts. Thanks again for listening. You can write us at info@raincoast.com or check us on the web, www.raincoast.com. I'm Robert Wiemat. I'll talk to you next week. Thanks for listening.